Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Pratap Snacks Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing *10 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Shah from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Pratap Snacks Limited's Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Amit Kumar, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Sumit Sharma, CFO of the company. We will begin this call with a brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will open the forum for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin this call, I'd like to point out that certain statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Amit Kumar for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening to all the participants, and thank you for joining our Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. I trust all of you have gone through our presentation, which was shared with you earlier. I am pleased to report that we have delivered a healthy all-round performance during the quarter and full year despite a challenging macro environment. Our revenues during the quarter grew by 17%, significantly outgrowing the industry growth rate. On an annual basis, revenues marked a healthy improvement of 19% Y-on-Y. The growth was primarily driven by an uptick in demand and consumption, the addition of new retail outlets to our distribution network, and enhanced reach and effectiveness of our existing distribution. I am also happy to share that we have recorded a strong addition of around 1.5 lakh new retail outlets during the year. As of March 31, 2022, our total retail outlets were around 21.8 lakh against roughly 20.3 lakh as on March 31, 2021. Further, our telecalling initiatives implemented in key geographies have also supported the growth momentum. These initiatives helped us enhance the efficacy of our distribution network, resulting in better coverage of territory, leading to higher volumes. Going forward, we will steadily extend it to additional geographies. On the raw material front this quarter, there was continued increase in prices of palm oil and other commodities across the landscape. The combination of rising cost of palm oil and laminate for packaging has impacted EBITDA margins by almost 700 basis points during the year. While these prices were already rising from the start of the fiscal, the Russian-Ukraine war, which broke out in February, further disrupted the global supply chain, leading to a sharper and more severe price escalation in commodity prices during the month of March. However, we were able to partially mitigate some of these cost increases by our ongoing cost optimization initiative, implementation of our direct distribution model, grammage rationalization along with higher price realization. Additionally, we have also accelerated implementation of our direct distribution model strategy across all regions and completed it ahead of schedule. This, along with our cost mitigation measures, assisted us in restricting the impact on our margins during the quarter and full year. Let me now quickly take you through our financial performance during the quarter and financial year ended 31st March 22. In Q4 22, revenues grew by 17% year-on-year at rupees 3614.6 million. EBITDA stood at 49.4 million when compared to rupees 139.2 million in quarter 4 21. PAT during the quarter was at 29.5 million as against 71.3 million. In the year, revenue grew by 19% year-on-year to 1396.2 million. Operating EBITDA stood at 553.1 million, translating to a margin of 4.2%. PAT, excluding the exceptional item due to loss by fire at Kolkata plant, stood at 169.1 million. On the demand front, with normalization in activities, increase in travel and the reopening of economy, we are pleased to share that the footfall in our touchpoints have nearly touched pre-COVID levels. As I had alluded earlier, our existing retail touchpoints have completely reopened and we continue to add newer touchpoints in key geographies. These new touchpoints have helped us significantly increase offtake. With the new academic year starting from June, we remain confident that the demand of our key products will surpass their previous benchmarks. In view of the resilient performance, the Board of Directors has recommended a dividend of Rs. 0.5 per share on a face value of Rs. 5 per share. The government has undertaken several initiatives to boost food manufacturing and local production within the country. In one such step, in 2021, the center announced the PLI scheme for the food processing sector with an outlay of 10,900 crores. The scheme is aimed at augmenting domestic manufacturing capacity of the food processing industry and also at attracting.
Thank you. The government has undertaken several initiatives to boost food manufacturing and local production within the country. In one such step, in 2021, the center announced the PLI scheme for the food processing sector with an outlay of 10,900 crores. The scheme is aimed at augmenting domestic manufacturing capacity of the food processing industry and also at attracting investments in the sector. The scheme covers four main segments such as ready-to-cook or ready-to-eat foods, processed fruits and vegetables with incentives linked to local production and sale of products. In December 21, the sector realized under ready-to-eat basically and had on the capex front, the investment commitment aggregates to roughly around Rs. 105 crore, of which we have already invested Rs. 20 crore. The balance of Rs. 85 crore will be invested between us and our contract manufacturing partner by end of 23. To summarize, we have delivered an encouraging performance in the fourth quarter and in 22, given the backdrop unprecedented macro challenges. With nearly year-on-year growth in the high teens, we have outpaced the growth of industry. We believe we can grow even faster in the quarter ahead with the onset of normalization as well as our strategic business initiatives to enhance our distribution network in terms of scale and effectiveness. However, the outlook for raw material prices remains challenging and we are seeing severe pressure on our margins due to unusual rise in prices of key inputs. The outlook for the immediate terms remains constrained by the disruption in global supply chains, a spike in several soft commodities and agri products due to Russia-Ukraine war, and the rising prices of palm oil following the ban on export by Indonesia. As a result, we see continued pressure in the immediate term. There is some improvement expected over the medium term as steps taken by the government to alleviate inflationary pressures are expected to contribute to cooling down in prices of soft commodities. Further, the reduction in excise duty on fuel announced should help to alleviate some of the inflationary pressure. Further, Indonesia lifted the export ban and there are also several steps being taken to develop alternate cooking oils, which are expected to lead to reduced prices of palm oil in the future. There has been a tremendous amount of effort to address the challenges and the structural changes that we have undertaken in the businesses have definitely elevated the margin profile of the business. This has helped to partially offset the severe impact of rising inputs, and we are working towards driving further gains even in the current scenario of unusually high input prices. We believe these efforts will be more visible over the medium term as the macro-environmental normalizes. We remain very confident of delivering high growth in the quarters to come, which, supported by our efforts to structurally enhance margins, should also enable us to accelerate shareholder value creation going ahead. On that note, I conclude my remarks and we can open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashutosh from Systematics. Please go ahead.
So, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on direct distribution. So you mentioned that it has been implemented in all the regions ahead of schedule. So can you give more clarity on that? As far as I know, it was implemented in Delhi, and then I think the pilot run was going on in Mumbai. So if you can highlight how the plan has actually so that we see. So I'm saying that on direct distribution, the management has highlighted that it has been implemented in operations ahead of schedule. So if the management can clarify on that, as I know, it was implemented in Delhi, and then I think pilot run was going on in Mumbai. So if you can clearly highlight in which all regions this has been implemented. And actually, on the retail footprint, so the company has already added standard footprint. What would be the target for FY23? And actually, on the palm oil, you highlighted that Indonesia has lifted the ban. So going forward, we expect some kind of moderation in the prices going ahead. So if you can highlight what kind of margin range you expect going forward, that would be really helpful. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thanks, Ashutosh. Let me take the first question first. Basically, on the direct distribution side, we started with MP first and then we did in Delhi. But with the spur in the raw material prices, we thought that we had to take some severe actions to be, at one go, be implemented across the country. There was some pressure from our super socket and the channel margin and the sales people, but eventually we got everything done. So as of today, 99% of our sales are through direct distribution or super distributor. So there is a difference between super distributor and super socket. The super, like before, if you take example of Delhi, you say one super socket and 110 distributors under them. Now we have around 25 delivery points in Delhi. These all are our super distributors. They do the retailing on their own and they supply to the smaller distributor if required. So our net channel margin, which used to be around 14% for Delhi, has come down to almost 10% now. And it has been implemented across the country. There are few exceptions, but probably everything will get settled probably next 1 or 2 months time. On the third question of palm oil prices, palm oil basically hit very high because of the COVID period when labor was not available in Indonesia and Malaysia. And then the prices across the globe started going up. So if you see our last year price, probably average would be around 70 rupees last 5 year average. It is currently at more than 150 rupees. But with the labor going, the labor availability going up in Malaysia and Indonesia, and Indonesia is starting to export against the stock, I personally feel that prices should go down considerably, probably even 10 to 20% in the next 3 months time. On the EBITDA front, probably Sumit can take that question and answer.
Yeah, hi Ashutosh. On the EBITDA side, as you know, it's a highly volatile situation as far as the raw material pricing are concerned. And it's really very difficult to predict as of now how the prices would move in near term. So short term, there may be some volatility. However, looks like the prices will definitely come down as Indonesia has also lifted the ban on exports. So in medium to longer term, we are pretty much confident to expansion in the margin. However, in short term, there may be some pressure which is being mitigated through various process initiatives.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you know, this year we have ended with the top line of around 1380 crore on a consolidated level. Given the schools will have hopefully no further COVID years, and you know, this will be like the 2 years after COVID that schools will also be starting for the entire year. So how do you think the growth will turn out for the company at consolidated level for FY23?
I think we are targeting in high teens. Definitely should be much better than what we have been doing for last 2-3 years. 2-3 years have been exceptionally bad, probably the growth rate was bad, but this year definitely it could be much, much better. It could be in the range of 20.
Okay, then that's good to hear. But secondly, on the government front, you know, the industry has been going through a very tough times. You know, even the industry leaders are facing the challenges on the margin front. And so do you think, has there been any initiatives taken for reduction of grammage, especially in a 5 rupee and 10 rupee pack?
And how do you see the competitive intensity going forward given such high raw material price increase?
If you see the overall impact of in the EBITDA margin is probably very, very high, should be close to 10 to 12%. So we have done many changes. Out of that, one change has been the grammage changes. The impact of that is not much. We have reduced by 1 or 2 grams in the 5 rupee pack in most of the categories. But the major impact by which we could mitigate this higher prices was through the channel margin and through the PTR. We have increased the price to the retailer and reduced the channel margin. And we have also done some optimization at the factory level, which has also given us 1% extra margin. So there were three main levers. Optimization at the plant level. Second, increasing the PTR, that the price to retailer, reducing channel margin. And fourth was grammage reduction. So we have done a little bit grammage reduction across the category.
So when was this grammage reduction done?
This was done probably in last 30 to 45 days.
Okay. And in the last 6 months, how much grammage has reduced on an average, let's say in a 5 rupee packet?
I think it should be in the range of 5%, 5 to 6%.
Okay, but the raw material side has been, the palm oil prices have more than doubled in FY22. So do you think there is further scope for the reduction in grammage in coming 2 months?
I think with all the changes what we have done, we have almost come to our past pre-COVID levels as far as margins are concerned. Though it will take some time to implement. Because we reduce the pack size, we reduce the changes, we reduce the grammage, it will take some time. But I think going forward, raw material prices can only come down from here. It is very difficult for the prices to go further up. At least we are assuming that.
Okay. With all the measures that we have taken on, January front and, at the plant service, when the raw material prices stabilize or come down, what can be the steady-state EBITDA margin that we can target over the next 2-3 years?
And definitely we are targeting double-digit margin.
Okay. That's good to hear. Issue all the
with all the changes we have, that could be very difficult for us not to get a double-digit EBITDA margin if the raw material prices improve a little bit also.
Sure, sir. And, when do you think that, with the gross margin compression that we have seen in the past 2-3 quarters, given the prices currently and some of the steps that the Indonesian government as well as, some reduction in prices could happen over the next few days or in the coming months, when do you think that, we can come back to our earlier gross margin level of around 28-30%? So which quarter do you expect that to happen?
Yeah, certainly with increase in the margin and better realization, definitely there will be expansion in the gross margin. However, it also depends on the reversal of the raw material pricing. So any reversal in the raw material pricing definitely will help us to improve our gross margin. And we can reach to the previous range of gross margin, which was somewhere between 30-32%.
So can we expect that it can hopefully the prices stabilize now? There should be some improvement in gross margin from Q2, or you think the first half itself has been badly impacted? Because even we know that there has been significant pressure on the gross margin. Do you think there can be some improvement from Q2 onwards?
Yeah, we hope for this.
Sorry. And then lastly on Awadh, the growth that we have seen in Awadh over the post acquisition hasn't been that much. Last year also, if you look at it, the growth in Awadh has been less than 10% of our it has hardly grown in high single digits. So how do you see Awadh growth going forward? And I think we have made some management changes as well in Awadh. So, do you think how can we grow at higher growth rates in Awadh going forward?
If you see, Awadh was a super value brand compared to all other value brands in the country. With the higher raw material pricing, the impact in Awadh was much higher than compared to all other companies. So, we were forced to reduce the weight considerably in Awadh compared to our yellow diamond products. So, there was definitely hit in the market. But going forward, we have changed the complete strategy in Awadh as far as sales is concerned. We appointed a full sales staff, taken a new team on board, and we definitely expect it to grow in the line of ID, Yellow Diamond only. We are looking at a high team growth in ours also this year.
So ours will also grow in line with the overall company level growth of, let's say, high teams or 20% that we are expecting.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, good evening. So, you mentioned that you've had to cut channel margins and increase PTR ahead of schedule to manage increase in high input costs. So, I just wanted to understand if there has been any negative impact on sales because of this. And if it has been, how long would you see it continue?
So, there was some impact in few places where the distributor basically, they decided not to work with us. There was some impact where we could not supply to the distributor directly. But if you see, the major sales come from supplying to the retailer and offtake from the retail point. So there was no problem in that point. So most of the places there was no problem. There was some problem at one or two places, and few places the sales have increased because of this. I don't see any problem in distribution as far as sales is concerned. There is a temporary impact of supplying the stock directly to the distributor.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the progress that we have made so far. My first question is on the contribution from 5 rupee pack. Where do we stand at the end of FY22, and what are the steps we are taking basically to move away from impulse purchases?
So I think our contribution from 5 rupees is close to 90% today, and our target is to take this 10% to 25% in next 2 to 3 years time.
Okay, and what are the any concrete steps we are taking basically to move away from this 5 rupee pack?
So there are two things we have done. Basically, the appointed sales staff will directly go on A and B class outlets who primarily sell only 10 rupee products. And secondly, they force all the distributors to take minimum 10 rupees inventory. Some percentage somewhere where it was 5%, we have forced them to get to 10% so that the sales can increase. So these are the two steps we have taken to increase sales beyond 5 rupees MRP.
Okay. And any numbers you can highlight, in terms of our penetration in class A and class B outlets, where do we stand right now?
I don't think we have that exact number. On the urban and rural graph, we have a number of around almost 50% urban and 50% rural. In A and B class outlets in urban, it is very difficult to give the number. But I think our presence has much better scope to improve in an A and B class outlet.
Okay. And second, our snacks, ours is very strong in Gujarat. How have they done in terms of increasing the reach in terms of the nearby geography?
So, but basically, we have started in parts of Maharashtra and parts of Rajasthan and parts of MP. Due to higher logistic costs and the bigger pack, it became very difficult with the increased raw material pricing. So, we have made different packets for outside region of Gujarat, and we are relaunching Maharashtra, Rajasthan and MP again in urban. We hope that at least we can get 30 to 35% sales outside of Gujarat in probably a year or two.
Okay, and right now it would be,
I think, 15-17%.
Okay. And any qualitative feedback you can share about the product in the new geographies which we are trying at, like Maharashtra, Rajasthan and MP?
So it basically about it primarily in namkeen and pellets only. We are also putting up exclusive line in Avadh Rajkot. So I think all the products are similar, but basically when you go outside the geography of Gujarat and you have to supply in 500-600 kilometer radius, the transportation cost is very high. So we are trying to cut down a little bit grammage and on the pack size so that we can supply viably to all these places.
Okay, got it. That's all from my side, and best luck for coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mayank Vaswani from CDR India. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Margaret. Sir, more of a suggestion than a question. Sir, in Amitji's opening remarks, there was a bit of unclear line, so we couldn't hear the comments on the PLI scheme. So I would request if the management could just, you know, share some comments on the PLI scheme and the related capex over the next year or so. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Mayank, for highlighting this PLI-related stuff. So we got the approval under the PLI scheme from the Ministry of Food Processing. The PLI, as per the PLI scheme, there is a base year, which is FY 2019-20, and whatever sales, whatever incremental sales we have over the base year, we'll be getting the incentive as per the PLI policy. The base year, the PLI scheme is for 6 years, from FY 2022 to FY 2027. For first 4 years, the base year will be FY 2019-20. For FY 2026, the base year would be FY 2022. For FY 2027, base year would be FY 2023. The incentive rate for first 4 years is 7.5% of the incremental sale. For fifth year, it's 6.75%. Seventh year, it's 6%. We are committed to invest almost 105 crore under the PLI scheme for capacity expansion. We already invested 20 crore in FY 2022. And around 85 crore we are going to invest in the current financial year in the combination of exclusive 3P operations and our own investment.
Thank you, sir. That was very helpful. I'm done with my question.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesha from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the growth outlook. How do we see demand really playing out on the ground? I mean, given that there are inflationary pressures which is impacting consumer sentiment, do you think this is impacting a category like ours? I understand it's like a low price category and a slightly more value pack, and it does not require large amounts in terms of spending. But do we think that in any way consumer demand is impacted? Because there are media reports which suggest that the overall FMCG sector has got impacted. So just want to understand your experience in recent times in terms of consumer demand.
Till date, we haven't seen any impact of the inflationary pressure on our demand. Our demand basically only comes down when the schools are closed. Probably people can't move around. With the current scenario, when the schools have opened and there is no shutdown, hopefully there is no other shutdown in the country, I don't see any problem in demand in our category at least.
Okay.
Just to add on, Amitji, sorry. Again, in this inflationary scenario, we are getting the advantage of down trading. So since it's a lower price point, the 5 rupee and 10 rupee, so we are also getting the advantage of down trading. We are not seeing any negative impact on the demand side, specifically for our kind of product and price point.
Okay. The second question is on our margins. So, you know, I understand in the short term, of course, margins can be under the pressure, but we seem to be confident of getting into double-digit EBITDA margins when, you know, the situation normalizes. Now, if I were to kind of historically look at our margins, EBITDA margins, they've been in a range of 5 to 9% for several years. And given that our category is competitive, what gives us the confidence that we can, you know, break out of this range of, you know, single-digit EBITDA margin to whatever the low double-digit EBITDA margin? I understand we have taken certain productivity measures, efficiency measures, rationalized distribution, all of that. But given that we are in a competitive category, don't you think at some point of time competitive pressures will catch up, which will in a way somewhere cap our EBITDA margins even over the medium term?
I think so. Still good question. But if you see, I have said in my remark also, basically, we have done 4 changes to improve our margin. The first and the second changes were reducing the channel margin and increasing the PTR. So these two margins have nothing to do with the competition. Because if we remove the super stockers and if we can save, let's say, 2 to 3% from the channel margin and 1 or 2% from the PTR, that doesn't affect the competitiveness in the market. Any other changes like reducing the weight probably will have impact on the competition, but these two changes by reducing the channel margin and increasing the price to retailer has no impact on competition. So I believe these were the inefficiencies for last many years which we have been able to remove now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Patel from Equiligence Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is regarding our distribution model again. So, by when can we streamline our distribution model completely like we have done in Delhi? Is it possible to replicate it, it in other states? And do you see overall this will add up to around 200-300 basis points to our margins?
I think, as I said earlier also, we have implemented this across the country, except with exception of few places. It's already being done. With so much pressure because of the raw material pricing. One fine day we decided 2 months back that there is no way going back and we have to implement it across the country and we did it.
Okay. That was done in a phased manner. So initially we started with North India and Western markets and then we have rolled it out to Eastern and Southern markets. The expansion of the direct distribution in Eastern and Southern market was done in quarter four. More precisely, somewhere around March month. So the full benefit of that saving will reflect in quarter one onwards.
Okay. My second question is regarding new geographies. So how has been the response in some of our new geographies that we have entered in last couple of quarters? Also, are we seeing any success there and how are we planning to scale up the business in those states? In those areas.
Yeah, as we said probably in our earlier conversation that we are trying to expand market in UP, Punjab and South India. So UP we are seeing very good results, especially in Eastern UP region. Still we are trying to figure our way out in Western UP and did some good work in Punjab. With all the distribution changes what we have done in South India, it will take another 1 or 2 months to stabilize. So the three target markets are basically UP, Punjab and South Southern India.
Okay. Any new geographies apart from these three states or that you are planning
to? There are few smaller geographies which we are also doing right now like Uttarakhand. But the main concentration is on UP, Punjab and Southern India.
Okay. And finally, sir, any status on the Kolkata plant fire insurance claim, anything on that?
With respect to Kolkata fire, we are expecting surveyor to submit the report by end of this month to the insurance company.
Okay.
And then we'll get the communication from insurance company. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. On the telecalling front, we have seen decent success in some of the geographies where we had implemented this. So, have we implemented it across geographies or it is yet to be implemented? It is still implemented in some of the areas.
We have implemented it very few geographies, probably around 10-15 in the country right now. Hardly 10% of the sales come through telecalling. With all the changes in the distribution model and removing the super socket, that activity has been put on hold for some time. We will restart it probably another after 1 or 2 months. But they are currently operating only almost 10 cities in the country.
And sir, just wanted to reconfirm that the additional saving that we can get by that we can get by eliminating the super socket. I think let's say that we can save at least 2-3% on the margin front. Is that the right statement to make?
Yes, definitely yes. On the channel market and by increasing the PTR, we should be able to save anywhere between 2-3%.
Sure. And then on the grammage reduction front, how are you seeing some of our larger competitors like Lay's or Frito-Lay and some of the large regional competitors like Balaji, how have they reacted to such unprecedented rising raw material prices? How much reduction have they done on the grammage front?
So the grammage reduction has been done in the line of the competition only. It is very difficult to reduce grammages on your own, but because of the higher raw material prices, everyone has reduced the grammages, and we have also done that. And it is in line with the competition, not aggressive in reducing the grammages.
we are more aggressive in reducing the channel margin than reducing the grammage. That is the last resort for us always.
Sure. So the competitors have also reduced grammage significantly.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rohit Balakrishnan from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, this is again the question on your channel margin that you've reduced. So, I had a question on this. So, I mean, was the channel margin high in the past, I mean, compared to your competitors? Or if they weren't, then would you expect any sort of impact on your sales because you will be now offering lower channel margin? Just some clarity on this.
So if you see the competition, most of the players are basically big players, but they are regional players. Like there are few very big players in Gujarat, few North Indians, few in Western India, but they are supplying in their own geographies. So their channel margin was always lesser. The channel margin was almost between 8-9% and we were offering some 12-14%. We have been able to reduce the margin because we have been started producing the at different locations, at different third-party locations across the country. Now we have plant in Northern India, Western India, South India, across the country. So we were inefficient compared to our competitors. With this new changes, we have become little competitive in that segment.
Okay, got it. Oh, understood. So, in that sense, I mean, the distributors that you were working with, they were earning more from, I mean, they were getting more margins from you, but now you'll be at par with others. Is that the right understanding?
No. We haven't reduced the distributor margin. The distributor margin is same. We have reduced one layer in between. So if you take the example of Bombay, we have two superstores which probably were supplying Western and Central India and they were supplying to distributors. Now, most of the Bombay places are directly supplying to the distributors. So there is an extra cost involved as a super service margin and the onward freight, which is the cost for the super service to supply to the distributors. So we are trying to save on that margin. We haven't reduced the distributor margin.
Understood. Okay. So, I mean, this again may be a very basic question, sir, but is this the way the industry is structured, like your peers are structured, or this is something that you are doing very differently from the peers?
I think in the national, if you talk about the national player level, probably we have done it very different compared to all others. But if you talk about regional players, they were always directly distributing because they were operating in a 300-400 kilometer area.
Okay, got it. So basically what you're saying, sir, now because you have a much wider geographic footprint, you can do this because it will be much more efficient versus having a multi-layered structure. Is that right understanding, sir?
Definitely, yes.
Got it. That's right. So just the second question was, sir, if you can talk a bit about your sweet portfolio, the confectionery and that part of the portfolio, we had targets of increasing that. How is that shaping up? If you can just share a bit on that.
The sweet snacks has been doing okay for us, not that good as we planned. Unfortunately, the COVID has hit that most because they were primarily targeted towards the kids only. So we are revamping that. We have just launched recently one more product by the name of Fifth Road, which is doing good for us. I think it will take another one or two quarters for us for the sweet category to stabilize and grow.
Okay, so what is the percentage of sales that sweet can contribute at this point of time in FY22, sir?
I think it's between 3.5-4%.
Got it.
And possible to take it to 7-8%, but we are far away from that right now.
Sure. And any, assuming obviously there is no disruption going forward, do you intend to take it to 8% in the next 2-3 years? Is that a fair assessment or do you take more time?
7-8% is the target for future next.
Sure. In the next 2-3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, sir. I'll join back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. I have a follow-on question in terms of our capacity utilization. So just want to understand that currently, what's the kind of capacity we have? Where do we think we can basically take the capacity utilization to, and what would that mean in terms of revenue potential from our existing facilities? And then, of course, we're doing a fresh investment as well under the PLI scheme. So how much can that potentially add to our revenues over a period of time?
So the current utilization is roughly around 60% on a blended basis. However, there are multiple manufacturing facilities. So for a usual plant, it may vary. It ranges from 35-40% to say 85%. Under the PLI scheme, we are committed to invest around 85 crore during the current financial year. And we are planning to put up some plants. One plant we are planning to put up in North India, as UP is the target market for us. We are planning to have a facility in North India for namkeen and extruded products. We are anyway, we put up a plant in Calcutta, however, it caught fire. Again, we are restoring the same facility and investing in the same plant. In near term, we are also planning to have one plant in South India, because currently we have one facility in Bangalore and we have 3D operation in potato chips. We are planning to put up another plant in South India.
Okay.
I think with this capacity investment, we will be good for next 2 to 3 years time in terms of fresh investment for capacity expansion.
So just, I mean, over the next, say, 2 years, if I were to kind of look at FY23 and FY24, what would essentially be the total capital outlay that, or our capex plan over the next 2 years, and would we have enough cash currently to do that, or we would need to resort to some more borrowings? If you could just basically walk us through the funding plan as well.
Sure. So as I said, in the current financial year, we are targeting capex roughly around 85 crore.
Yes.
And with this, will be good for next 2 to 3 years capacity requirement. For FY24, we would need some maintenance capex that include replacement of some old machineries and some capital investment for vehicles, which is not part of PLI. So for FY24, there won't be significant capex, but on a conservatively, we can assume somewhere around 20 to 25 odd crore. So both put together, 100 to 110 crore for next 2 years would be the capacity investment for the capex.
Include both Kolkata and Bangalore.
Yes, everything.
Okay.
Currently, we have around 65 crore free cash. So, we don't see any requirement for borrowing for capex. That can be done with the existing cash available and the internal accruals.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone, for taking out the time and joining our conference call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Pratap Snacks, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.